To care, and the fight is far from over. Today, you know, we have it in California, but I think there's like 30 states now that really need our help.
It just really means that we're finally equal, and we don't have to worry about fighting for the basic rights that we should just have, that everyone else has.
All right, the Supreme Court, everybody's talking about it. Did they make the right decision on this one as far as Defense of Marriage Act, the provision in it? We'll talk about that. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you here across this great nation on America tonight. What you just heard at the top was Brandon Brown talking about the fight's not over and finally it's equal. Here's Congressman Steve Scalise talking about what happened and what a rough day it was for him.
The issue is far from resolved, but unfortunately it creates a lot more chaos than we had before the DOMA law that was passed by a bipartisan coalition of Congress was in place. Far from resolving this issue, all that this ensures is that now the definition of marriage will be fought out in courtrooms by unelected judges as opposed to state legislatures and here in Congress. It's a sad day when unelected judges change the definition of marriage and turn their backs on the will of voters and their elected representatives.
All right, so it isn't over, and there will be challenges, and he's absolutely right in that. And remember, there are states who have on the books already, they have gay marriage in 37 states, and there are others who have banned gay marriage. So rectifying that whole situation, or they have a definition. I said, don't say 37 states have gay marriage. 37 states have a definition, rather, of marriage, and then there are a handful of states that have already accepted gay marriage. Now it's about the benefits, especially because even the military has said immediately if there's a gay couple, boom, the benefits are going to that spouse. Same-sex spouse, you got it. They kicked that in right away, knowing that the Supreme Court was probably going to rule this way. California is likely to allow same-sex marriages to resume in just a couple of weeks. In fact, the governor, Jerry Brown, has already set that process in motion, so it seems as though they were tipped off and thought that this was going to happen. And most people handicapping it really got a sense that this is what the ruling was going to be, but not necessarily the way it came down. So Prop 8 is out in California. That opens the doors, I just said, for gay marriage then to come back into the left coast. And the Defense of Marriage Act, boom, a major piece of that struck down, goes back to Congress, really, to come up with the definition of marriage. Or as you heard Congressman Scalise say, that's the confusion. Now it's going to be about this other process. So it was a 5-4 ruling, and it was a major victory for anyone on the gay rights advocate side of things. There's no question about that. But who loses in this ruling, I think, are the people that will get caught in the middle of it. The people, for example, who marry couples, whether it's a pastor, priest, some other religious person, could be a rabbi. You know, think of anyone who has a flock, and ultimately their relationship with the Bible and what they're preaching from the Bible. And now the fact is in their flock, if they do have gay people, and there are plenty of gay people that go to church, they want to be married in the church, you know, in the before God and before the congregation, or, you know, with their friends and family, whatever. Now that could get sticky for those that would refuse to do it. And I think you're going to see all kinds of legal challenges. Not that we already haven't seen some, but now you'll see many, many more. This is interesting. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the majority opinion, and his majority opinion included this: DOMA divests married same-sex couples of the duties and responsibilities that are an essential part of married life, and that they are, in most cases, would be honored to accept where DOMA not enforce. He wrote that the law placed the same-sex couples in an unstable position of being in a second-tier marriage. In a second-tier marriage. The ruling certainly has put this on a high wire and divided the court. There were lots of dissenting opinions. They were filed by Justice Scalia. And in his dissent, he said the components of the majority's ruling are just wrong, that the error both springs from the same diseased root and exalted notion of the role of the court in American democratic society. Social conservatives, massively, massively disappointed, as I said. People that make a living through religion, as I was saying, people who have a flock. So Frank Page, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee, boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it, says they are rejecting the truth. It's a sad day. Bear with me. Christians have to live in the world in which we live. We will adapt and adjust to the realities of the law change. At the same time, we will continue to preach, declare, and live the truth that our God does not get involved in swing votes and cultural change when there is a biblical principle at stake. A biblical principle. And this is the thing, mark my words, that will be challenged throughout the country. It will be challenged. Guarantee it. Same-sex marriage has been adopted by 12 states, by the way. That's official. And the District of Columbia. Another 18,000 couples were married in California during a brief period when same-sex unions were legal there. Remember that Rosie O'Donnell and whoever her partner was at the time, they made a big splash because I think they were the first couple to do it. But under DOMA, same-sex married couples have their lives burdened, Kennedy said, by reason of government decree in visible and public ways. DOMA's principal effect is to identify a subset of state-sanctioned marriages and make them unequal. So Scalia was probably the one who went nuts the most, and he said, you know, the court shouldn't have decided the case, shouldn't have decided it. Said, while I sharply disagree with the Supreme Court's decision on these two marriage cases, when it comes to issues involving God's law, it doesn't ultimately matter what I or anyone else thinks about a court's ruling. And that was Franklin Graham, by the way. He said that he issued a statement almost immediately when these rulings were handed out. And they were handled. So, more reaction to that coming up here on This Hour of America tonight. And, of course, there's some other things that happened along the way, believe it or not, on the day. It seems as though this was the big thing. But there was a rumble across the country when it came to a couple of other things, including taking the Fifth. Are we not sick of the people who are dragged up to the Hill talking about what's going on with the IRS taking the Fifth? I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth. Uh-huh. Why do you plead the Fifth? We'll talk about that on the flip side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Me, America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Thanks to Dan the Man, the guitar man, for his fine work on the technicals here at GCN. And for all the emails that you just pound me with each and every day, a lot of people had things to say as far as the gay marriage ruling. Quickly, I'll say that Jake says, boy, I am torn on this one, Kate Delaney. I have to say that I actually have two friends in my life that are gay. I am a happily married heterosexual man, and we don't discriminate against our pals. They're awesome. However, it seems so odd to me as a person who goes to church every week to think of being in the unattainable position of having to not be recognized as a married couple, but it still is kind of a squishy thing for me, if you know what I mean. So we'll see how the rest of the human race handles this, but I have a feeling that we're going to see a lot of legal challenges coming down the road. Oh, you'll see legal challenges there for sure. I know we'll see that, but it'll be people that will want to press that further, and I think that you're going to see gay marriage opponents are going to press on with this to try to unravel some other things and get more definitions clearly out there when it comes to gay marriage. And I think you'll also see people who are so anti-gay marriage that they're going to do the same thing. They're going to try to challenge on the other side. At least in 30 days, the people in California are saying, well, we'll have marriage because the governor is saying, yep, we resume same-sex marriages in 30 days. Chris Christie, who's got, you know, a lot of headlines lately for losing weight, he's starting to look a little bit different because he had that lap band thing done. But he doesn't care about his lap band surgery. He's sick of being asked about that. But he's Mr. Hardcore Opinion. He's not really concerned with what people think of his opinion. He's a Jersey guy. He just says it. He says what he thinks, which sometimes gets him in trouble and other times really endears him to a lot of people, especially Democrat in his state, which is a heavy liberal Democratic area. But they embrace Christie, I think, because he's that Jersey guy. So he was not for the Defense of Marriage Act being struck the way it was. In fact, he slammed the decision as wrong and an example of judicial supremacy. He's, remember, a former federal prosecutor. He does a weekly radio show, and he said, I don't think the ruling was appropriate. I think it was wrong. It's typical of the problem we see in our own Supreme Court. And he says, and this is interesting because I agree with this aspect of what he's saying. He said, the problem with the U.S. Supreme Court is they're substituting their own judgment for the judgment of a Republican Congress and a Democratic president. And he says, in the Republican Congress in the 90s, and Bill Clinton, remember that, I thought that Justice Kennedy's opinion was, in many respects, incredibly insulting to those people. 340-some members of Congress who voted for the Defense of Marriage Act and Bill Clinton. He basically said that the only reason to pass that bill was to demean people, which he did say that. That's a heck of a thing to say about Bill Clinton, about the Republican Congress back in the 90s. And it's just another example of what he said again, judicial supremacy. Rather than having the government run by the people, we actually vote for. Very, very well put. As I was trying to come up with my own version of that, because that's what I was thinking, the governor of New Jersey did it for me. He's right that this is an overreach, and the fact that he came back and said that what Kennedy did, in his opinion, was slam Clinton and slam that Republican Congress, he's also absolutely right on that front, too. All right, a couple of quick things. I want to make sure I give you the payoff here. For the second time in, you know, a month and a half, a senior IRS manager invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Greg Roseman, who is a deputy IRS director, who was the guy responsible for the IRS's largest contract in history to a company owned by a close friend of his, which, of course, is not permitted under government contracting regulations, but that didn't seem to stop him. The company, Strong Castle, won a bunch of contracts totaling $500 million for the IRS IT services, and he was best buddies with the guy. So that's how he qualified. He qualified for two minority programs that allow disadvantaged applicants a better chance of winning the government contract. So when he was brought up before Congress, he didn't answer, naturally. And the guy who won the contract ended up, of course, being more than happy with the amount of money that he was given from that contract. So there's going to be more IRS focus on the Hill coming up in the next day or two. In fact, on Friday, it's scheduled. The committee will vote whether it believes Lois Lerner waived her Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination when she invoked that right, then abruptly proclaimed her innocence. It was a maneuver that some people say amounted to waiving the right, which would be huge, because then she has to answer. She can't stand behind that, and I think they're going to nail her on it. And remember, she ran the Cincinnati office that denied and gave really basically the runaround to any conservative group that was looking for the 501c3 tax-exempt status, which the Supreme Court had a hand in that, if you remember, based on their ruling, Citizens United, which kicked open the door for corporations to pump money into political campaigns. And, hey, that was the ruling. That was the ruling. So then that ignited the application process. There were more applicants than they had seen in forever that wanted to apply for tax-exempt status. They went through the hoops they had to go through, and they just tried to make them more ridiculously hard and definitely targeted the people that had anything to do with a Patriot or Tea Party group whatsoever. They pushed them aside, and they did anything they could to not get back to them. So now they're caught in the middle of this, and there's really nowhere to hide. except for behind the Fifth Amendment. But I think Lois Lerner is going to have to get away from the Fifth Amendment. I think they're going to make her answer, and I want to see what she says then, because what I really want to know is, forget the small fries, where did all of this come from, especially in the Lerner situation? Who ultimately said, when you are looking at these tax-exempt applicants, look a little closer? Because, let's see, Patriot on there, Tea Party, there's a whole bunch of names they were supposed to look for. So who is the person that issued that order? It had to come somewhere from the top, but we want to know who it is. Did it come from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Did it come from some other place? That would be interesting. And will we ever get to the bottom of it? I'm not so certain. I think we're going to be buried in the middle of it. You know, this summer is the summer of committees, investigations, the year of the whistleblower, and it's crazy. I can't remember it being quite this crazy with lots of controversies, being lapped on top of each other, combined with major, major changes in the culture because of Supreme Court rulings and some other things that have happened. This is really like we're all stuck in the chaos. You know, there's a daily chaos that happens in all of our lives where it's things are thrown at us, things we're dealing with, and then you get a curveball. But boy, we are getting a lot of curveballs here. Never forget, though, it's a government for the people and by the people. Too often, I think that's what happens. Don't get discouraged, because there is power in numbers. And if you see things you don't like, make those calls, get other people to make those calls, and trust me, you'll get an answer. If there's more pressure put on the people that represent you in Congress or in the Senate, there is a much better possibility of relief from whatever that is, or at least some attention heaped on it so it's part of the discussion. But you have to raise your hand and get involved and make those calls. All right, we're flipping a few. Flip with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, won't you look at you now?
What a week! Prop 8, DOMA, Affirmative Action, Voting Rights Act, Supreme Court busy. They're hanging up their robes till the next session, which isn't until the fall. It's about what the union, what's a perfect union? Anyone who's married out there know anything about perfect unions? Listen, I'm married to a great guy. Perfect unions are tough no matter who you are. But seriously, there were people that were outside of the Supreme Court. Most of them, though, weren't really protesting. They were applauding. They were celebrating. So DOMA is dead and Prop 8 has been dissed and dismissed. A lot of you had thoughts on that and some other things like Ed Snowden, who stalled at the Moscow airport. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Joy in Illinois says, Kate, there is no joy, underlined, in Mudville tonight. I hate to be, in a way, this person. I'm not trying to judge anybody, but it just seems so ridiculous to me that we have to even discuss, dissect, and worry about these rights for people who are same-sex couples. I don't have anything against same-sex couples, and I know by saying that people are automatically labeling me who are hearing this if you read this on the air, but I don't think that they should be afforded the rights of married couples. What is next? To use a cliche, it's a slippery slope. There's so many letters to describe so many different sexual variances out there that I can't even tell you. Does that just basically mean anybody who unites with any other organism becomes automatically afforded the rights of a married couple because they're considered married as well? For example, what if you had a transsexual and a straight person? What if you had a transgender person and a straight person? What if you had two transgender people? You get my drift here. And what I really worry about is the kids in all of this. And when it comes down to custody cases, what does this ruling say to them and what will happen to them? I think we lost in a very, very big, big way. You know, here's the thing. How we get into this whole thing of defining marriage and all of that in the first place, some of the things that this government that's inept, let's face it, that's why they have a 10% approval rate, some of the things that the government can't even do now, and here we see the Supreme Court, I guess, acting like the legislative branch. It's very crazy what's happened with the four different things that have been handed down throughout the week. I mean, this is a sweeping ruling. Sweeping. And I would agree, the thing that I would worry about is just the kids. However this comes down and what now the courts will have to deal with in divorce issues, because divorce is up so high. And what's funny, and it's, I guess it's not really funny, but somebody said to me today, well, great, because that means that anybody who's gay can find out what it's like to be screwed when they get divorced. And then, and this, of course, was an attorney. And so the attorneys actually will now, this somebody also said to me, will now be handling a different kind of divorce case because they should get more since they're going to be in that same boat. But all that aside, and the opinions of what happens here, and is equality advanced, or is it, are we trampling on the sanctity of marriage? I think besides the courts having to sort this out, because there's still things that the courts will have to deal with, the people who are really going to have to figure it out are the people at the pulpit because of marriages and unions. It's not going to all be, let's go run to the courthouse and get married that way. There's going to be people that are going to want to get married in church. So, you know, there you go. So it's here. I mean, Republicans are going to have a couple things they're going to have to deal with. Republicans in 2014 and 2016 have to decide, how are you handling this? How are you handling your conservative base when it comes to these two rulings and when it comes to the issue of gay marriage in general? And also, how are you handling the immigration question? Two very, very big things to deal with. All right, he's been waiting a while for us, so let's go out to our pal Rick in Illinois. He always has some hardcore opinions. Rick, how are you?
I'm hurt. You hurt my feelings.
I hurt your feelings? Why?
Yeah, you listen to Rush Limbaugh, went back to that.
I listen to everybody. I listen to the, you know what I say on my show, left of left, right of right? I listen to everybody to get a good sense of what was being said out there. And, you know, here's what I say, Rick. We are a bipolar nation, no doubt. You could put on your computer Drudge Report, and on the other side you could put Huffington Post. You could see the same story, swear, well, look, these are the same facts, same story, and they're written completely different.
You know, I speak the truth.
But, what do you say? What do you speak the truth?
On this gay marriage thing, Supreme Court left standing, there's 36 states that define marriage as a man and a woman.
Yeah.
They didn't strike that down at all. They left that intact. So them states has got it already. Man and woman. So.
Absolutely. Yep, so I said that in the last hour. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's still decisions that would have to be made, just like all the other stuff, just like affirmative action and just like the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah, well, I think if they try to challenge it, the Supreme Court just throw it back down to the lower court that stands.
Right.
But I think these other states, if they want to do something like that, I think they ought to go find out how they wrote the laws and if they can get passed in their state, you know, this man and woman married still.
Yeah.
It takes a little work to do it, but I think they can do it. I don't see why they couldn't do it. 36 states got it now. I don't see why the other ones couldn't do it, too.
Well, yeah, it's going back. There's no question. It's going back. It's going to go back to individual states.
Yeah, that's what they're getting back to. Letting the states decide for themselves.
Yeah.
It should be, in a way.
I think it should be. Listen, I think it should be to the people voting.
Yeah.
We should be able to vote on all this stuff. What's wrong with that? Why can't we do it that way? This is one of those things that makes sense that way. I mean, why isn't that? Why is the Supreme Court, why does this get run up the flagpole? And it's because of all the screw-ups along the way with this.
It's always been majority rules.
Yes.
As I remember. So
yes.
It should be.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Figure out these Republicans are sniffing at each other and backstabbing each other and picking on poor Mark Rubio. And they said, Boehner, this immigration bill passes, they're going to throw him out of office. All these his political friends are after him and everything.
Well, here's the problem. That the Republican Party has to decide what its identity is. Because even, it's true, huh? You know, the Democrats have had that in the past, that problem, but not in a long time. The Democrats don't go after the jugular when they should, and then they sit in the weeds, and then they come out, and they find themselves somewhere in the middle sometimes, right? But the Republicans now are in that same swamp. Because it's such a fractured party, and you have to have people that go out and vote for you, and you have to have people that believe that you are representing them. And the problem is, and part of the problem is, how many people are one-dimensional? Are you one-dimensional, Rick?
No.
Like, everything about you, yes, you're not, and neither am I. So meaning that you could hear me say something about one thing, and boy, it sounds different when I talk about something else, because I'm an open-minded person. I make decisions for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Rubio is supposed to be the next savior. He's going to bring him back. But now they're all after him and everything.
That's because of some of what's been discussed with this pathway to citizenship. The one thing that Rubio said, and I think it makes sense, is you cannot talk about a pathway to citizenship when you really don't have a secure border. Because how do you know who's here illegally and who's not?
Uh-huh.
I mean, in any country, they would have to face the same thing. So, yeah, you can't even attempt that unless you know who's there coming in at the borders. And it's really the southern border that we're talking about, Rick, as you know. It's not Canada so much. Not that people don't come through Canada, but mostly it's through Mexico, so that's where the focus is. You know, that's the bottom line. And for Rubio, he did talk about the amendment where the borders has to be secure before, and Congress has to oversee what the security metrics are before there would be a pathway to citizenship. But people are furious because they don't like that, the whole idea of some of the things that are being discussed in the potential law. But I really honestly don't feel as though immigration reform is going to be passed this year. A lot of people think I'm wrong on that, but I don't think so. In the House, you're not going to get that reconciliation that you need. I don't think it even gets to the president's desk. Not really. All right, you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're flipping to the B-side.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Permission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
The Supreme Court this week, DOMA Prop 8 Affirmative Action Voting Rights Act, out with a bang. Lots of controversy and some people popping the champagne, of course. Depends on your point of view. We are a country that is split right down the middle, and I think we're pretty much split on every single thing that just left my lips. Kate Delaney hanging here at the helm with all of you. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hey, what is going on, Princess?
Man, a busy, busy day for opinions, let me tell you. Oh, man, Scalia looked like he was going to pull a James Gandolfini. Boy, I'm telling you, he's going to have to get on an exercise program if he keeps getting this upset. His head looked like it was going to pop off when I was watching some stuff with Scalia. He was really upset. He was the dissenting opinion. He gave the dissenting opinion in the gay marriage decision. He said it was jaw-dropping is how he described it.
What is the big hurry to pick up the pace on the wrath of God? Man, I would not want to be a Supreme Court judge. No Chinese way in hell.
Yeah, I'm good. The bunker, the bunkers that we talk about more and more. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to get one in the backyard. The plagues could be coming.
Yes, invest hell.
Yeah.
No, this is. You know who gave them permission to jack with my faith? You know what I'm saying? Who gave them permission to add to or take from the Bible? You know.
Yeah.
But that's just me, you know. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, as I said, Pete, you know who's really going to have a hard time with the interpretation? There's no way, even somebody who would call himself a liberal pastor or priest if they, Old Testament, New Testament, there's just no way that they really can feel comfortable, I don't think, at all, idea of marrying same-sex couples. And I don't believe them. I think they're lying if they say they aren't. Because if they're steeped in the book, the Bible, it really doesn't really, it doesn't mesh.
It doesn't jive. There's going to be a lot of unemployed preachers out there looking for work.
They could be, yeah, that's right. Or they could just say, listen, I just can't marry people anymore.
No, they're just not going to do it. They're gonna talk about the faith. They're going to talk about love, and we're not doing any ceremonies.
That's right. Go somewhere else. Go to Vegas. Go to the White Wedding Chapel. Yeah, that's true. Because, see, before, it was about that for whatever couples. I mean, any couple could go to Vegas and that you could get married in a civil ceremony. But in certain states where you had civil unions, you could go to the Justice of the Peace or the courthouse steps or whatever you want to say, but you didn't really, there weren't too many weddings.
Right. What do they call it? Why don't y'all elope? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, this is thinking like a capitalist. Who do you think is going to benefit from this?
Oh, man. The insurance companies are going to have a field day.
They are going to have a field day. Also, people that are wedding planners are going to, the money will go up there because there'll be a demand now for another kind of demographic. And divorce attorneys will also be able to make some money on this.
Even the bakery.
Bakeries?
The guy that got in the bind with that last round.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on, I guess. I don't know. It breaks my heart to see this country do this kind of mess. It really does. It's just straightforward, not good thing.
Yeah, it's a transformation. There's a big transformation happening, and not just this area, but you can feel the rumble and with a lot of different things.
Have you noticed a new word that's really been used a lot called transition?
Yes.
That's what we're going through, a transitioning phase. I'm not going to play. I'm sorry. The sacrament of marriage is just too overwhelming. And we were here first, and no, we're not going to do that.
You're not going to transition?
No.
Pete, you know, sitting in his bunker in Texas, not transitioning right now. Thanks, Pete. All right, so as he doesn't transition, what about the rest of you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got a note here from Bud today who listens to us in Florida, and he says, Katie, Kate, you know I love you, gal. I just got to say, I'm an old man, and I'm an old man that has seen a lot of things in my time. I never thought we'd see what we're seeing now as far as gay marriage is concerned. But you know what? I think I can learn to live with, and I think other people should be more open in their heart. Why do we have to have so much hatred and beat each other up? That I don't understand. I almost think it's a conspiracy because the politicians have to love it when we distract ourselves by eating our own. Maybe we shouldn't do that, and perhaps we would see a better America in the end. That is an interesting point of view. Yep, let the minions, let the little people eat themselves, and they won't pay attention as we're on a massive power grab here in Congress and just basically across the board, if you want to say that, in our government. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. This is one-dimensional Dale calling.
You're not transitioning either.
No, I'm not in the transitional mode. I would conclude that, I base my opinion on it biblically. And that's all it says for me. I mean, you know, there's still a long way to go here with this because we got 36 states that define marriage as between a man and a woman. So
that's right.
There's a lot of court cases, a lot of crap to go on. They can do what they want to. They can't force me to believe in it. But they do want to force me to believe in it and to stop me from eating if necessary. And that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go my way. They can go their way. It's another one of Obama's deals about getting votes. You know, he was against it when he started. Now he's for it. You know, we got the congressionals coming up here next year again. And you know, this program, there'll be another one. There'll be, you know, some other program where this president can give to his moocher friends some more free stuff. It's just never ending until we get this guy out of there.
You know, this is the payoff, Dale, for everything. He set the table when he was running for everything that was he said he promised. Now this is what's happening. Okay, so I'm not after this. I'm done. I'm a two-termer. Woohoo! And this is what I've said I'll do, and I'm going to make it happen.
Well, let's look at it again. I keep harping on this one issue, but you know, our unemployment rate again is 7.5%.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about it anymore, Kate, because we've accepted it as normal. It is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have more people working in this country, especially to pay all these crazy taxes and stuff that this guy wants us to pay, with a broken health care system that, you know as well as I do, isn't going to work.
Oh, no. I completely agree with that. I've been open-minded. I've looked at that from all sides, and I am 100% positive it is not going to work because they just ramrodded it through and didn't really think about the consequences, underestimated. Even the CBO was saying that without doubt you're 100% right on that one, Dale. And it's, I'll tell you, you can hear the frustration with a lot of people, and the reason I think is because the one thing that Dale said, he keeps coming back to, says he hates to harp on it, but really we're not talking about the unemployment. And you have to have workers. You have to have people who, it's like if you're an entrepreneur and you have a company, well, somebody has to work for that company, right? Not everything can be overseas. In fact, a lot of things are getting botched overseas. So you have to have some workers to implement the things that you're doing. Not everything is going through the computer with five people in a room or in a house with a swimming pool where they're jumping off the roof. I'm, of course, talking about Facebook. But, you know, you have to have workers. Because also, who's paying the taxes? He's right. As the government grows bigger and bigger and bigger, somebody has to be able to make up that cost. And the somebody is you and me who don't work for the government.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.